This is the 520th anniversary of Christopher Columbus's arrival in the Americas. While many will mark the occasion with the big parade, a few will go several stories above Columbus Circle to see a somewhat controversial exhibit starring the 120-year-old statue of the explorer. As part of his Micropolis series, WNYC's Arun Venugopal talked to visitors about the piece and about Columbus himself.
Before I stepped anywhere near the Discovering Columbus art exhibit, I decided it was kind of gimmicky and cute. After all, the artist Tatsu Nishi had created an entire living room way above the street with this 13-foot statue of Columbus right in the middle. What a way to trivialize the man and his legacy, I figured. But then, as I stood there, I realized something was happening in that room.
The thing you notice about the crowds is just how happy they are as soon as they enter this room. Their faces light up, they're kind of giggling, or they're plopping down on the sofa, the TV's on, CNN playing over on the side. It's not like some austere or sanitized gallery or museum that people might be used to.
This does not feel trivial or comic in any way.
I went up to Peter Steiner, who had come from Forest Hills.
On the contrary, it feels very substantial. It feels like interesting art, an interesting artistic experience. I think that's what it's meant to be. It's so unusual.
His partner, Susan Gould, made an interesting observation about the placement of the statue.
So you look at Christopher on this coffee table, sort of, and then you look at the real bookcase over there. The books are fabulous, you know, Team of Rivals, Power Broker.
Serious stuff.
Serious, delicious books.
Sink your teeth in.
Sink your teeth in. See, that's the thing. And I'm sorry, in a way, I mean, to look at him now as maybe superficially as all that coffee table item.
The thing is, there has been some controversy about this exhibit, especially among Italian-Americans, who can be sensitive to how Columbus is portrayed. And given all the recent historical criticism that he was not just an explorer, but a colonizer, I wondered how he's regarded these days. So I put that question to Pasquale Maio, the head of the community group New York Italians.
For us, he's a hero. You know, in Italy, everybody knows Cristoforo Colombo. You know, it's a hero. He discovered America, and then Amerigo Vespucci took over, you know.
But he's still, a hero.
Of course. Cristoforo Colombo is the one. We are recognized because of this. You know, if you walk around, they say, oh, Italia, Colombo, America, you know, they go together.
Pasquale hasn't seen the exhibit yet, which is free. Neither has John Mancini, who heads the Italic Institute of America in Floral Park. He's upset because the exhibit doesn't have any information on the conditions faced by Italian Americans early on. He told me that when the statue was erected back in 1892, the 400th anniversary of Columbus's arrival, the U.S. was witnessing this massive influx of Italian immigrants, but also a lot of discrimination.
They were lynched in Colorado, much of the far west, because they'd gone out there to be miners. And, of course, they were subject to a derogatory treatment because they were basically illiterates from southern Italy.
Adrian Sforza is also with New York Italians, and she says the discrimination still happens, it just takes different forms now.
It's constant on TV. You have mob wives, you have Real Housewives of New Jersey, you have mob wives Chicago, you have Jersey Shore, you have every commercial AO with, you know, Italian Americans with a lot of tattoos acting like buffoons. I mean, it's just constant barrage of negative media.
I spoke with one Italian-American who thinks Columbus isn't treated like the star he once was. Kids these days are just as likely to learn that he enslaved the Taino Indians or converted them, or helped introduce germs that would end up decimating the native population. Actually, a security guard at the Columbus exhibit told me she'd seen teenage visitors get really fired up as they talked about that with their parents. But most of the people I spoke to were pretty ambivalent about these issues, or skeptical. This is Scott Mackey, who was visiting from Rochester.
It's history. We rewrite history all the time. So whoever's teaching it, it's their twist.
Today, members of the Italic Institute of America are going to be standing outside of the Discovering Columbus exhibit, handing out brochures. They say it's important that the public learn who Columbus really was, and the story of Italians in America. I'm Arun Venugopal, and this is Micropolis at WNYC. Non ammazzare se non è il mio onore.
il sangue che hai versato ricada su di te. Non trattare, non ti soffrire.
Micropolis is an ongoing series on street life and other corners of the city. To see ruins, pictures, and comments on Tumblr, go to WNYC.org.
Se non cerchi, non sarai trovato. Non sappi alla tua destra.